I'm learning. Think about guys, eh?
Dang, they don't even know about it.
Period.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Tag the Podcast.
Welcome back, guys. We've missed you so much.
And we've missed you guys, too. We're so happy to be back. So, today we're going to talk about... Well, basically, we got this really good idea from a follower. So, thank you. Shout out you. We should talk about cheating. It was on our ask thingy that we put on our story.
Yeah,
so we should talk about cheating and like emotional versus physical and just like what we think about it, you know, our thoughts.
Cheating, the big C word.
Who said it's the
actually,
big
that's
C word?
That's not the big C word.
I was going to say, girl, it is
big
not.
The big C word is something else, but yeah. So cheating. I mean, I've never experienced, I hope to never experience it. I've never been cheated on. I've never cheated. What about you, girl?
Oh, why did you do that?
Sorry.
Okay, this is not even a funny matter. Let's be serious. I don't think I've ever been cheated on. I don't hope to. You know, like, there's some blurred areas, you know, like...
Yeah.
If a guy's not really your guy, but
no,
he's
oh my God,
guy,
Jerry, I was just about to say that.
You know,
like,
and he does anyhow, or you do anyhow. Like,
is that considered cheating?
You know,
like...
in this day and age, you can be, like, seeing someone or dating, but you people don't know what you're doing. There's no title.
Situation. It's just there.
It's just vibes, but you're vibing for time or 6+ months, okay. And you're vibing.
I can't lie, unless, like... you make it exclusive, then it shouldn't be considered cheating. It's just the right thing not to step out.
Yeah.
Even if you're vibing with someone.
Even if you want to step out, be honest now.
Yeah, like communication is always key.
Because at the end of the day, I'm not your girlfriend, I'm not my boyfriend, so maybe you
exactly.
should
There's
just
a reason
say,
why y'all are vibing and y'all are not in a relationship. So communicate. Oh,
or,
I'm feeling this guy.
On the other hand, if you're going to do anyhow, make sure it's discreet that I will never find out. Be sure. I stand by that statement. Because if I'm seeing a guy now and like we're not together, but we're vibing, and whatever, what he doesn't know will hurt him. So if I'm doing somehow outside and he doesn't know, and he will never find out.
And even if he's doing, just don't let me know.
As long
like,
as both of us
clean
don't
up
know,
after
then our
yourself.
House is happy and other people do know too. Inside the
what
home,
doesn't
feel okay.
You makes you stronger. It's true. Yeah, right.
Just be sharp.
I only
say this for when you people don't know what you're doing, or if you're in a relationship, you don't cheat.
You clearly know what you're doing.
You clearly know who your
tag told us that.
Please.
If you're a boyfriend and girlfriend, face your front.
Thank you.
No stepping out.
At the end of
okay?
the day, the two girls who are talking on this podcast, we are single. So
single to stupor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Vocals.
So mind your own, please.
Guy, mind your own. I personally feel like, you know when people say, oh, even if, like, let's say you're in a relationship, yeah, and your guy is out and he's drunk or whatever, and he gets with someone, but his justification is that, oh, he was drunk and it didn't mean anything. Like, how would you take that? I personally won't have that.
Personally,
like,
me too. I will not have that.
I actually will not have
because
that.
If you're drunk, come home to me. I don't guess. We can do something at home.
If you're drunk, like, I don't
why
know
are you also
to...
getting drunk to stupor without me? Unless you're like hanging out with your guys, or maybe you are watching football or something, I can allow
well,
you.
Well, then again,
like
if
that.
You have a girlfriend, I feel like if you have a girlfriend or boyfriend, you should be mindful that you of the fact that you have a partner. You just I'm not saying don't go out and have fun, but like, do you get what I mean? Like what Darren said, why are you getting so drunk to stupor that you just be all over the place and you go
even if you're being all over the place, I'd rather you be like calling me saying, ha babe, you know what?
You get,
being
I like
drunk,
that type of drunk.
At least I know that.
I'm the one on your
you
mind.
Get, not that,
not Samantha that is trying to, No. You have to push Samantha away.
I don't like that at all.
I won't take that. Some people's like don't think it's that deep based on okay they were intoxicated, but I personally believe like to some extent you know what you're doing.
No, 100%.
Like, how can you actually be actively like having intercourse with someone else that's not your girlfriend?
Yeah, I would thought
that intercourse
or something.
No, they did the deed and he said they were drunk. I won't have that one.
I've never heard that before. That's scary.
I will not have that one.
To be fair, let me bring a personal thing into this here. Eek. Do not want to talk about this, but you know, this is real life.
I'm even curious.
This is real life.
Tell us, girl.
So I've cheated once in my life, right? Why are you laughing? It's not actually funny.
Sorry, it's not funny. You guys, don't be like that.
Wait, now let me explain the story. I'm being vulnerable here. Let me explain.
Yeah.
So I cheated once in my life. I have to say once loudly, right? Actually.
Hey.
No. I'll explain. Let's go on.
Okay, let us know what happened.
Let's go on with the story. How old was I? I even think I was like 15 or 16. Not saying that age, like, you know, cancels out the cheating. It doesn't, because let me tell you, it actually doesn't, because I was with this person for a while, like over a year.
How long is it? Wow.
Like a year and a half, almost pushing 2 years.
Was it secondary school love? Like, what year were you in? You know, some people say relationships in secondary school don't really count.
I get that, right? But I'll count this. This is my only relationship. Okay, I'll count this because I have been with someone for so long now.
You got
it. It's not like it was like 3 months and I moved to the next guy, like in primary school. Like, haha. Mm. Like, yeah, this was my guy. So, in my defense, in fact, there's no defense. If you cheated, like, it's bad. Don't be doing that.
Yeah.
I own up. It was bad. It was terrible. It wasn't good. But let me explain. This is just because we're talking about alcohol and drinking, right? So the whole thing of the, if I don't really want to go into too much detail here, but like,
just so what did you do? Is it that you gave someone?
You're jumping the story. Relax. Relax.
Sorry. I'm just eager.
I can't tell. Relax. So obviously I'd gone for a party, right? It's one of those Lagos house parties or whatever. This is summer now and everything. Ha ha ha. Whatever. Cool. Gone for a house party, but he did not come. And we had had an argument before that he should come, but he said no, that he's not coming, that he doesn't want to go. So I'm vexing now, like I want to go to a party and I want you to be there, but you don't want to come. But I'm not going to stay at home if you're not going. I have to go. Like, I want to go. Anyhow, I guess the house party, he's not there. Cool. I'm enjoying myself. I'm drinking. I'm vibing. I'm having a good time. I'm really drinking. But, like, I'm drinking, but, like, I'm not drunk to stupor. Like, I know exactly what I'm doing, if I'm being real. I know what I'm doing. I see this guy, you know, in fact, he's my friend, but whatever. I see him, cool, we kiss, cool, whatever. At that point, I'm like, okay, nobody saw. It's not a big deal. It was kind of hidden, whatever. And I see another guy who's my friend, and we kiss, too. And I'm thinking,
Dang, your friend?
I mean, it's not you that I'm talking to me about friends.
Hello. Nobody asked you.
Nobody
about
asked me your story.
I'm just making sure your friend Abby.
Shut up. So
thank you.
Shut up. So yeah. So now I just kissed two of my guy friends. Like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Now,
like kissing with tongue.
That's
or like
not important. I kissed two guys. Oh, okay. Period. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So the second kiss, I know that my boyfriend's friend has seen us kiss, right? I saw this guy see us. I said, Jesus, fire on the mountain. Cool. So at this point, I'm like, there's no way I can pretend now. Like, even if, but to be fair, from the very beginning, I was never going to pretend. As soon as I got home, I messaged him, like, look, kissed him and him. This is what happened, blah, blah. Because we were still rocking throughout the whole party. We were not really talking at all. Cool. So I messaged him instantly. I told him, because I did not want his stupid friend to go and tell him, twist the story and make it worse than it is. So I said, let me go and cast myself. And I did. And
that was good.
Yeah, exactly. I owned up to my shit.
Accountability.
Yeah, and obviously he vexed, rightfully so. Yeah, whatever. Cool. So my point for this story, right, is that you can never be too drunk, because I knew exactly what I was doing. I wanted to pay him because we had racked.
Yeah, I was about to say, I actually think you did that out of spite, because
I wanted to pay him
not being there. And that's actually bad.
It is bad. I can't lie.
How can you cheat?
Wait,
out of spite?
Now are you crazy?
Are
you crazy? Wait. The thing is bad. After I kissed the first guy, I thought, okay, this is enough now. But I really cannot tell you what happened as to why I had kissed the second guy. That's why I fucked up. I should have just stopped there. Anyway, this is not a story about what I should have done or what I should. It's too late.
Yeah,
I'm almost 22 now.
When you're drunk, 15. You kind of know, yeah, what you're doing. That was
but my summary of the story is that after that, I felt like shit because you see the other person feeling bad. You even feel worse because it's your fault.
So you rather. So you
rather, I'd rather be cheated on that cheat, so
be cheated on 100%. That cheat. Honestly, when people ask me that question, I don't know, you know. Being who I am, I think I'd rather
yeah,
cheat.
You actually have to cheat. They can't cheat on you.
I can't take being cheated. I would, don't worry, I would cheat, it's fine. I would live on myself. But to be cheated on, no. I actually wouldn't be able to take that.
No, I think I'd rather be cheated on. Because just because I saw the impact he had. Even though we was and things that I was so young. Imagine
now. Is it not alive?
Yeah,
today?
But bruh, like I still apologize. Yeah. Like, you know, it's not nice. And we were so young. Imagine sorry. If I did that like now. Like, do you get, I don't know. In my mind, it just feels like it was
yeah,
10 times worse.
I get what
like,
you mean.
It's not a nice thing. Like when people say it's just, you know, do anyhow, see anyhow. It's actually not like it's painful. It's actually like it's a deep thing. Like, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Anyway, she has
learned. Yeah, it literally came full circle. What do you mean, hopefully? I would never.
Yeah. Hopefully, she will not cheat again. But what do you feel about, like,
also, sorry.
What if, like, he
I
didn't...
also feel like boys are less likely to forgive cheating than girls because he did not forgive. It took him maybe almost 2 years to forgive me, even after he had dumped me. Like, we were still trying to be friends.
No, it's a deep. I feel like cheating is a deep P for boys, but they can
That's
do it.
That's why
so
I
easy.
Don't understand that.
Like, are you mad? I know of someone, God, let me know if we get into this thing. I know of someone who can act like who actually was cheating on his girl, but if he even heard that girl cheated on him, even half guy, fire on the mountain.
What the fuck?
And it's like, how are you okay with doing that?
If they do it to you, you collapse.
No, guy, like,
these are the boys that will now say, yeah, you know, in 2014, my house got broken, so you know, after the streets,
my
yeah,
house got
know,
broken.
I don't trust.
No,
fuck you.
Do that. Please heal, guy. Fuck you. Heal. And heal. Like, it's actually not okay. Do not be doing the past girl. It's okay. Anyway, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
I cut
you off.
You're gonna say something. You're gonna ask.
Yeah, what do you think about like emotional cheating? So he actively hasn't done anything as a, like in terms of like kissing or anything physical, but he's like texting other people, actively like forming an emotional bond with somebody.
Okay,
else
but what's an emotional bond? I don't guess. Like,
I don't know. Like, okay, let's say stuff like you just see. You see him pulling away. He stops calling. He stops texting. Before you know it, he's with someone else. Like, he definitely has formed
emotional...
a bond with someone else as opposed to
But
you.
Emotional cheating doesn't always lead to your relationship ending, though. Like, he can just be talking to this girl for, like, a month, and then after, he forgets her.
So, like, so you're saying, okay, even if you found out your guy was talking to someone,
that's,
like,
I don't
you,
know.
It won't really
it
do you like that.
Me, like, what are you talking about? Like what's the air? I don't like what's the guy talking about? Like, what's the emotional cheating?
Why are you chatting? Like, why are you chatting? Okay, when is emotional cheating? I feel like it's the deep ones.
Okay,
let's
I'm
small.
Asking
so let's say he's deep. Okay, so let's say he's chatting first, like let's say about sexual stuff with another girl. How would you feel about that? Like, let's say they're actively, you know, sending each other stuff or you know,
sending nudes
talking
and
about
stuff. That's not even emotional cheating, that's just playing out cheating.
I play it under, I put it under emotional cheating because I
there's
don't
nothing,
know what
there's
called,
nothing emotional
like,
about that. He wants to see the physical. He's collecting nudes.
No, emotional. So you're telling me that won't do you emotionally? Like, you just actively will not care if he's sending
no,
nudes to somebody else.
Care, that's what I'm trying to
exactly.
differentiate. What is emotional and physical? Obviously, sending nudes is not like physical, right? But like...
It's about the physical, but it's more
I don't know. I wouldn't put that. Maybe we should put that in the middle. Physical
anyway,
nudes, emotional.
Yeah, let's just put it in the middle. Let's put it in the middle.
Yeah,
I also just feel like, I also feel like
that's wickedness
okay.
Because you're saying that baby's body is madder than mine. That's why you want to see it. My body is not good enough. That's what it means.
The thing about men and women, to be honest, is that I always feel like you're going to find someone else more attractive.
Yeah, but us women, we're more like... discreet. I'm not going to message this guy and I'll be like, yeah, your body's banging, fuck, send me a nude. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be daydreaming in my mind that, ooh, imagine him at the beach. Imagine him with no talk.
I won't do anything about it. Yeah, I won't actually do anything about it. But the guy will now be like, hey, like, I think send nudes. Send nudes, X. X, pretty please. Yeah, that is also not all right. Okay.
I don't know. The emotional, maybe because I've never experienced.
I feel like emotional. I've
never experienced it, but I don't understand this because I don't know what you could be talking to her about that you have not spoken to me about that should vex, right? Because in the same way, you can say like a boy having like a female best friend, he's probably talking to her about like some serious stuff as well. Like, are you now going to get jealous and offended even though it's just his friend? Mm-hmm. But they obviously have an emotional connection, right?
Okay, wait. But what if he starts... Okay, so let's say he starts talking to this girl just based on, like, friendship or whatever. Like, it's actually just calm. It's the type of thing, like, he won't even be scared if you see his chats. Like, it's that type of harmless whatever. But over time, he just finds this girl more interesting than you.
If he's like, meant to be, he's meant to be. Just break up that type of before you go to her, period.
No, but I'm saying when that type of thing happens, how will that make... That would
of course, you'll be painful break, now, like, but, like... To guys, me, it's not as painful as you going to fuck somebody else.
I don't know, you know. Let me see you saying I don't know, you know. I actually know, you know. Please, both are equally bad. No, not equally bad, but yeah, both are just terrible. They'll still make you feel like shit at the end of the day.
Facts,
like,
but I keep, for me, I feel like...
See,
but
this I is why like, I have to cheat. I'll be able to
swallow, like... swallow the pill better if it's like okay they were friends and they now realize that they I'm honest, as long as you do everything the right way, you can't blame anybody. If you start talking to her harmlessly whatever and you realize that I actually have a connection with her and then you end with me before you start something there, no, that's okay. Do you, because me and you are not meant to be there.
That's why but the topic is cheating, which means it's not the right way it's done. You get? And 9 times out of 10, it's never really done the right way. I mean,
first of all,
like...
if he really respected you, he would not be looking for friends outside. Like, wait, I think, like, the different things. Like, obviously, it's different for your boyfriend to have a female best friend, right? Especially if his female best friend was there before he dated you. You are in
before
no
you, yeah.
Saying, oh, it makes me... No, shut up. Because he would honestly embarrass you and choose her. That's the truth. Sometimes he might embarrass you. But if we're dating now and we're going now, somebody now adds you on Snap and you now want to start creating new friendship with girls, it's a bit iffy because what are you looking for new female friends for?
I'm not saying don't have friends, but
you
like,
probably have like 30 other female friends already. Why do you need 20 more? For what?
Why though?
What can't you tell your other 30?
Like, if you give me a good reason,
you can be acquaintances. Of course, you go out, you meet people all the time, but.
Exactly, that's a different. Go and network. Don't do go and start doing
about work or, or doing business together or
have connections with people that will add value to your life, not the one that will be doing let's go for no, like just chill on that one first.
Or
like,
maybe this is bit. Your guy's girl, you're trying to help your guy. Okay, I can allow that.
That's different. You're doing the Lord's work.
If you're now just like forming a connection with a girl, texting her newly, like, oh, so what are you up to? What's your favorite color? Nah.
Yeah, it's a bit, I don't know, it's a bit weird. Please. I can't even lie.
I don't know. But there's just obviously like a gray area. Like, I don't really know what I would classify as emotional, like cheating, right? Like,
cheating.
I don't know. Maybe I'm saying this because I feel like this is like, English show. Hey, maybe I'm
girl, don't back your
maybe
time.
I'm saying this because I feel like if the roles were reversed and I'm messaging a guy while I'm in a relationship, I would do it the right way. So I'm hoping somebody would do it the right way with me. But obviously, it doesn't work like that all the time. Like, once you realize, you're connecting, they go and be giving the car outside, but you have your baby inside. Like, you know, it happens.
Like, it's not done. Like Darren said, just do it the right way. Like, at the end of the day, not everyone is meant to be together. Like, do you get
I feel like
I
a
mean?
Lot of people, like, because... don't know when to... There are a lot of times where I'm like, if we had just stopped here, you would have been a fond memory for me. Like, I would have been like, oh, that was a great time in my life. But guys like to just drag it. You know that from, I don't know, March to June, that time was great, but you are dragging it. This is just an example. Relax. From March to June,
hypothetical. From March to
June, that was a great time, but you are dragging the whole thing to August. Meanwhile,
what do you mean by dragging the whole thing? Like, what's the thing? Like, what is that?
You guys are linking. You guys are having a great time going out, going on dates, everything. Mm-hmm. June to August comes now, and you are a totally different person. I don't even recognize you. Why? You now make the whole thing like turn sour when, like, if you had stopped at June, like, respectively, being like, oh, this is not working out again. I would have remembered you in a positive light, being like, I had a great time with this guy.
Yeah. Not everything it doesn't, has to end on your bad. 1 or 2 months of fun is
okay, and we can actually just stop there and know that before. Yeah.
Guy, I'm talking now, but I'm definitely the type of person that, like, if 1 or 2 months more. Has been fun, I want to be 4 to 5 to 6. Like, and that's, you know, that
this
about
podcast
me,
works
like,
so well, so because we are so different. Like, I said, that's why this podcast works so well, because we are so different. You just loved after 1 or 2 months. Kamere is thinking about next year.
Guy, I'm thinking about the next year. Let's understand what's
after
happening.
After 1 or 2,
like,
I'm already still skeptical. I don't like to... these 1 or 2 months were able to grace. I'm like, can it be grace? I don't think so. I'm not sure.
I don't like, I think just because I'm lazy, like, I'm comfortable. Once I've found something good for 1 to 2 months, I just, let's, why, what's the need to break it up? Like,
with men, you can never rest your back. You can't.
Yeah, that's what I'm learning, man.
1 or 2 months can be fairy tale, princess, everything, Cinderella life, you know.
Not bro, Cinderella.
The third month now, they don't even know you again. So...
it's true, man. You're right. Mm-hmm.
And that's where the thought of cheating now starts to enter, because either the boy is bored or the girl is not content, and then you guys are looking outside for, so just finish it there, just end it there, because you had a great time. Yeah. It doesn't have to last forever.
Know when your good time is over.
That's just something you just said.
Just know it. If that's anything you take, guy, word. Just know when a good time is over. Like, it's fine. You will create more memories with other people. Like, do you get what I mean? This life is too short.
Period.
Period. But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Well, in conclusion, as if I'm writing an essay, what the fuck?
Don't kill me.
Yeah.
As I said,
I obviously, physical cheating is bad. I don't think no one should do it. Nah. Even if you don't think you get caught, there's obviously a gray area nowadays, because the way people are dating, there's no label. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you're brave enough, have the conversation so you know.
But in regards to that, period, just communicate.
Men don't like to talk, but communicate and know where you are so you know what you can do. Period. Emotional
period.
Cheating.
Point blank.
No.
Yeah, bad as well.
It depends on you. It depends on what you feel cheating. Like you can't handle and what you don't like. I guess if you set like boundaries from the beginning of your relationship, being like, I don't want you to do this, don't want you to do that, then you know they should respect you and you should respect them.
Yeah.
So yeah, shout out to the follower who sent us this topic. Honestly, we never thought about this, and it's been really good in like recording this.
Literally.
So if any of you guys have any other topics you would like for us to cover? And we will
let us know.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.